Good morning. It's December the 22nd, 10:30 a.m. Your commission's court is now in session. We will start off with an invocation by Commissioner Michael Senegal and a pledge allegiance by Commissioner Eddie Owen.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, thank you for this festive season. Thank you for the many blessings that you bestowed on us in 2020. As bad as it is, it could have been a lot worse. We pray for the families that are grieving this holiday season, as well as those that are away from home fighting for our democracy. We pray for the citizens of Jefferson County, as well as the citizens of the United States and the world. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And due to the worsening condition here at the county and in the area, I will go out of sequence and I will go down to Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1, Place 1. A, considering possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Karen Wiggins for 40 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County and wish her well in her retirement. And I'll have Commissioner Owen read that resolution.
Thank you, Commissioner. Please want to go ahead and do the vote first.
Yes.
I make a motion to approve.
Got a motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried now.
After the approval of this 22nd day of December 2020, motion made by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal, for the following resolution that was adopted. Karen, would you like to come up to the podium there?
Not really.
Forty years.
Your last opportunity to be front and center. Whereas Karen Wiggins has served in the Office of Justice of the Peace, Jefferson County Precinct 1, Place 1, since June the 16th, 1980, for Judge McNeil as a clerk, and for Judge Ingerstrom and Judge Dollinger as an associate court administrator. And whereas Karen Wiggins has received certification from Justice Court Training Center and was the first to receive her master's certification in the state of Texas. Whereas Karen Wiggins has always handled her job with integrity, pride, and professionalism, she has been a helper and a teacher to many clerks and attorneys throughout her 40 years of service. Now, therefore, be resolved that Jefferson County Commissioner's Court does hereby honor and commend her for her outstanding service and thank her for her service as she retires on December the 31st. This year, 2020, signed this day on the commission's president. Congratulations, Karen.
I appreciate it.
If you'd like to recognize family, friends, associates.
Well, no, I know there's very few faces in here that I don't recognize.
With BBS Construction LLC, DBA, MK Construction, additional 1 year renewal from January 6, 2021 through January 5, 2022. D, consider and approve execute receipt and file amendment number 2 to the contract for janitorial service for Jefferson County. This amendment was change service cost from $13,000 annual to $17,000. That's correction, not 25, $17,000 annual due to an increase of, from 2,476 square feet to 3,255 square feet. Additional upgrades in Bain County tax office. E, consider and approve execute receive and file agreement with LexisNexis, Jefferson County Advocate Government Services online access for multi departments as shown in attachment B. These agreements are for 1 year terms from January 1, 2021 through December 31st, 2021 with the option of renewal annual cost increase of 3% each year. F, consider approve award, execute, receive, and file the contract for mobile pressure washer for Jack Brooks Regional Airport Bliss in a incorporated DBA Cyclone Technology LLC in the amount of $168,500. The funds provided by the CARES Act. G, consider approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for Southeast Texas Construction Corporation for the radio tower replacement in Winning, Texas for illumination mats for construction access in marsh area due to excessive rain in the amount of $2,512.52. This will increase the total amount from $262,104.94 to $264,617.46. This is in accordance with the Choice Partners Job Texas contract. H, request approval to release retainers for Texas Material Group Incorporated, DBA Gulf Coast, a CRA company for Texaway D Phase 4 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a revised amount of $364,269.06 for revised final payment application number 20000644.89. This is a revision to the retainage amount originally approved in October the 20th, 2020, reflecting the previous credit amount of 2001. I, consider an approved replacement of a microwave backup for Jefferson County radio tower structure located at Highway 73, 9.3 miles east of Boondocks Road, Winnie, Texas, to Beacon in the amount of $20,622.78. This is in accordance with the HGAC contract. The funds are available through the capital project. The cost is shared by all local entities in Jefferson, Clark, and Orange County. And let's see, do I have any I'm hoping for a motion to accept. Got a motion. Second. Any discussion on any of these items?
The tower, where's the tower in Flint? Where's the...
It says, all I know is it states that it's 9.3 miles east of Boondock Road.
Is that considered Flint?
It's Hampshire.
It's Hampshire, and that's the same tower we're talking about is item 8, right? It's the same tower, I didn't understand it. Difference in the wording on both of them.
So it should be Hampshire.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's two changes? One is an addition, one is a change order?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
Right, that's nice. Hearing the motion and the second, all in favor, motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Under Constable Precinct 6, A, consider possible to adopt a resolution recognizing Chief Deputy Carl J. Holmes for 38 years and 2 months of dedicated service for the citizens of Jefferson County and wish him well in his retirement. Move for motion.
So move.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Some long time was leaving the black and apple. Under County Airport, consider approve and authorize the county judge to execute a fourth amendment to the rental agreement between Jefferson County and Golden Pass Project LLC to extend the terms of lease for office space. Vote for motion.
So move.
Second.
And a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Under County Auditor, A, consider approve FY 2021 budget transfer of 172nd District Court and District Cost Books, $1,131. B, receive and file appointments or receive and file an order for reappointment of Patrick Swain. I should have missed that one, I bet. Patrick Swain as the county auditor for a 2-year term beginning January 1, 2021 through December 31, 2022. C, consider and approve FY 2021 budget transfer of road bridge additional cost for repairs, $16,000. D, record county bills, check number 478132 through check number 478304, and that's for the 12th and 22nd of 2020. And check number 477872 through check number 478131 for the 12th to 15th of 2020. E, consider and approve FY 2020 budget transfer road bridge additional cost for replacement truck of amount of $76,000. F, consider and approve a budget transfer. Consider and approve FY 2021 budget amendment, jail computer and equipment for court hearings. Amount is $1,400. And I think we have some amendments here. G, consider and approve termination of public defender's contract agreement for the drug impact court with David W. Barlow, effective December 31st, 2020. H, regular county bills, check number 478305 through check number 478323. And that is for the 12th, the 21st, and the 2020. I, consider approve amending the public defender's contract agreement for the drug impact court with Kevin Lane, effective January 1st, 2021. I'm hoping for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second. Is there any discussion on any of these items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Moving right along on the county commissioners. A, consider possible authorize the county judge to extend the declaration for local disaster dating 3/13/2020 pursuant to section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code. B, consider possibly approve extending the disaster declaration for Hurricane Laura. C, consider possibly approve a resolution to renew the extension of disaster declaration issued on Hurricane Delta. D, consider possibly approve authorizing the county judge to execute an agreement between the city of Beaumont and Jefferson County for the operation of the government PEG channel. E, receive and file execute Texas Water Code Section 15.005, memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6 related to management of watershed. F, consider possible adopt a resolution recognizing Annalise Skinner for 30 years and 5 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County, and wish her well in her retirement. G, consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an amended, abated agreement between Jefferson County and Prim Coal Refinery Group Incorporated, DBA, Valero, Gordoff Refinery, to delay beginning of abatement benefits pursuant to Texas Property Tax Code, Chapter 312.401. And this is in reference to the COVID-19 disruptions. H, receive and file amended abated agreement between Jefferson County and Sioux WTS USA Incorporated to delay beginning of abatement benefits to property located on Sioux WTS USA Incorporated Project Clear Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Texas Property Tax Code Chapter 312.401. Consider possible approve the reappointment of Charlie Rain, appointed by John Brannick, and Sandra Milton, appointed by Brent Weaver, to place 2 and 4, respectively, as commissioners of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4. The new 2-year term for each will begin January 1, 2020. And J, receive and file and execute interlocal cooperation agreement between Jefferson County, Liberty County, and LaSalle Correction LLC for housing and care of Liberty County inmates at the Jefferson County Downtown Jail pursuant to Texas Government Code Chapter 79. I'm open for a motion on those.
So moved.
Motion and second.
Second.
Any discussion on any of those items? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Under engineering, tax assessor collector. The tax assessor collector, A, consider and possibly approve resolution recognizing Bernadette Antoine for 35 years of service to Jefferson County and to the citizens of Jefferson County. Wishes her well in her retirement. Open for motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Under engineering, A, consider and possibly approve reserve phase 1, lot 1 through 10, block 1, lot and block 1, and lot 1 through 10, block 2, preliminary plat for construction plans. This subdivision is located at Range Road in Precinct 1 and is in the city of Beaumont, ETJ. These plans have been reviewed by Jefferson County Engineer and the City of Beaumont Planning and Zoning. Open for motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Going down to risk management. A, consider possible approval public official bond renewal for the following elected and appointed officials: Robert Adams, Constable Precinct 7; Christopher Bates, Constable Precinct 2; Deb Clark, County Purchasing Agent; Eddie Collins, Constable Precinct 8; Allison Getz, Tax Assessor Collector; Michael Shannon Senegal, Commissioner Precinct. Oh, they say fool.
I cover a lot of jail.
Constable Precinct, Commissioner Precinct 3, Zena Stevenson, Sheriff, Patrick Swain, County Auditor, Byron Warner, Constable Precinct 4, and Devon Smith Pollard, Constable Precinct 1. B, approve, receive and file, execute public official bond for Joseph Stevenson, Constable say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Sheriff report. A, consider possible approval of resolution recognizing Deanna Moore for 9 years and 2 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and citizens of Jefferson County, and wish her well in her retirement. B, consider possible approval of resolution recognizing Pamela L. Johnson, 20 years and 6 months of dedicated services to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, which covered another time. And we will be tabling the other one that's on there for another time. Open for a motion to accept.
I think you have one more here.
I'm sorry? Oh, okay. Thank you. D, consider possible approval of resolution recognizing Delia Manuel for 20 years and 2 months of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wish her well in her retirement. Now, looking for a motion to approve. Motion.
Second.
And second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? At this point in time, we will, and as you see, it was an extended court, we will see if there are any questions to anybody that come from the elected officials that are here, or anyone from the line that may have called in. And now with that, I would like to say this. If you notice, we had a tremendous number of retirees today, and those numbers were 38 to 40 years to 9 years and 2 months, and all in between. It's a blessing when you have a corporation, organization, county government, to have people that work for you that long. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. Now, to say that, it's going to be difficult to replace that. And I'd be remiss if I wouldn't have said anything. And I know he's going to put it on later. But it's been an honor to sit with you, Commissioner. Because we sit, and as everybody knows, I'm a Democrat and a Republican. But we don't play Democrat-Republican up here. We play simple. Do what's best for our citizens in Jefferson County. And that's what's carried on. And like I said, I wasn't here last week, but I wanted to make sure you knew. It had to be the reason I let it be known. But I wanted to make sure you knew. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate all the time here with you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate that. And, I will be having hopefully will be on the agenda for some meeting in January for a resolution and a little reception following. I understand the situation last week, and I appreciate your comments. And Commissioner Senegal had some, but I don't think I want him to say. But let me just say a general statement to the general public, the elected officials, department heads that I've worked with over the last 16 years. Honestly, it's been an extreme pleasure and a special part of my life to have been associated with such great professional people, both at the elected level and department heads. Coming out of a corporation, it was quite a transition coming into a public sector job position, but quite honestly, everybody was very receptive. They helped me in maturing and helped me in my professional life. I just can't say enough about how much I appreciate each and every one of you for the opportunity to have served Jefferson County and the citizens of Jefferson County for the last 16 years. This will probably be most likely, unless the judge and Patrick calls a special meeting next week, which I won't be around for. This will be my last official capacity as county commissioner. If I do get to come back, it'll be as a John Q. Public Citizen